From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. In another EarthDate, we talked about Challenger Deep, the deepest point in all the oceans, at almost 7 miles down. The first humans to explore it were a Swiss oceanographer and U.S. Navy lieutenant. They built a special deep water submarine called the Bathyscaphe, and in 1960, headed for the bottom. It took them 3 hours to reach the western pool of Challenger Deep, at 35,000 feet. But they stirred up so much sediment, they couldn't see anything. That, and a worrisome crack in a window, cut their trip short. After 20 minutes, they jettisoned their ballast and began their 2-hour trip to the surface. The next visit came 50 years later, when film director James Cameron co-designed his own ultra-deep submersible and captained it, solo, into the deeper eastern pool at 35,800 feet. He spent 2 hours motoring slowly around the bottom, taking photos and video, but didn't see any creature longer than 1 inch. Recently, explorer Victor Vescovo piloted his craft slightly deeper than Cameron, now holding the world record. His scientific team then made a few more trips to the bottom, discovering a new species and gathering samples. They found small crustaceans with high concentrations of chemicals banned in the 1970s, and a plastic candy wrapper. A reminder that, even in places where humans can scarcely visit, our impact can be seen. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.